Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my latest Q update. It is Friday, June 15th, and this is my update on the much-anticipated Inspector General report. For those of you who are keeping track at home, Q posts can still be found on QAnon.pub and a number of other places. My theme for this video is release the full IG report unredacted. So let's dive into this. The Inspector General report can be found on the justice.gov website. It's pretty easy to find. I have a link to it here on my Twitter page. I've looked at it. I have not read the entire thing yet. Right now, I am kind of just giving an overview of some early observations, and I'm going to give you some observations from some other people that I think are very important players in this whole thing. So one thing to keep in mind is that since the report deals with the FBI and the DOJ's handling of the Clinton email investigation in advance of the 2016 election, because it's related to the election, Jeff Sessions is recused from the entire matter. DOJ management of the Inspector General's report is being done by Rod Rosenstein. So Sessions is really out of the picture. Rosenstein appeared at a Gang of Eight meeting on the Hill and yesterday and did not take any questions from the public. Chris Wray held a news press conference yesterday, just gave an overview of what he took away from the Inspector General's report. A lot of people are pretty angry at Chris Wray's response. I'm not going to include his press conference in this video. Number one, don't want to get copyright strikes. Number two, I can just give you a 30-second summary. Chris Wray is in charge of the FBI, and as the director, his role is maintaining morale inside the FBI. He has to provide cover, he has to provide protection and support for the FBI agents. You have to understand that. His job is not to take the Inspector General report and start lopping people's heads off and being critical of his own people. Wray is in a very difficult spot. He has to take this very damning report and show his agents who still work there that he has their back, that he supports them. So even though a lot of people are angry at Chris Wray, I understand his position. If I were the director of a department or a bureau like the FBI, I would probably do exactly what he's doing. Everyone else can criticize the FBI. Chris Wray's job is to defend the Bureau. His input is probably not all that valuable, to be quite honest. All right. On the evening of the 13th, just before the IG report came out, Q posted this. POTUS is in possession of and reviewing, number one, the original IG unredacted report. Number two, he also has a modified IG unredacted report, Rod Rosenstein's version. He also has the modified redacted report, Rod Rosenstein's version. And number four, he has the IG summary notes regarding obstructions to obtain select info that is classified. And Q wants us to know that the number three version is going to be, was the one that was released on the 14th. That is the modified redacted report that Rosenstein approved for public release. Okay. Going down in brackets, SEC security, FBI DOJ handling of the Hillary email investigation. This is the scope of the report. In brackets, two sets of brackets, RR, Rod Rosenstein. Who has the sole ability to declassify it all? That would be the president. Did you witness the stage being set today? This is on the 13th. Nunez, Grassley, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, the Freedom Caucus are pushing for all the documents to be released, not just regarding the Inspector General report, but also regarding the text messages and the emails and everything else they've been asking for that Rosenstein has been stonewalling them on. Q says Rod Rosenstein is a central figure within those documents. He is personally involved. He has a known conflict, and if that is ever brought to light, there's going to be immediate impeachment, resignation, or termination. So Rosenstein has great personal reason to make sure that this information doesn't come out. Q says, be loud, be heard, fight for the truth. Q. And let's move on to this part. This I've just skimmed through the report, and I picked out some things that I noted that I think are relevant. This is on page 6. And it talks about what is not included in the report. Included is a non-public classified appendix, which discusses highly classified information relevant to the Mid-Year investigation. The Mid-Year investigation was the FBI's internal term for the Clinton email investigation. That's Appendix 1. There is a non-public law enforcement sensitive appendix containing the complete unmodified version of Chapter 13. That's Appendix 2. And then it says we're providing copies of our unclassified and the classified appendix to Congress, and we are publicly releasing our report with these appendices. We're also providing copies of our unclassified report to the official, the Office of Special Counsel for its consideration. I looked through it, and when I got to the end and all the attachments and appendixes, there are two things that are obvious. There's a classified appendix that we don't have access to, and there's a law enforcement sensitive appendix that we also don't have access to. And this also says that there are two versions of Chapter 13, which is in the recommendations and conclusions. Part of that chapter has been is classified, and we don't have access to that. I would say this. I suspect there's a lot more in the original document that Horowitz sent over to the DOJ than what we're seeing right now. Also, I found this. I'm just kind of perusing through. This is on page 89. FBI analyst and prosecutor number 2 told us that former President Barack Obama was one of 13 individuals with whom Clinton had direct contact using her ClintonEmail.com account. Obama, like other high-level government officials, used a pseudonym for his username on his official government email account. The analyst told us that they questioned whether Obama's email address, combined with salutations that revealed that the emails were being exchanged with Obama, or other information contained in the emails were classified and thus sent the emails to relevant USIC agencies for classification review. Because this is a review of how the DOJ and the FBI conducted the email investigation, much of the discussion involves Clinton emails, and we now have confirmation that Barack Obama and many people in his administration were communicating with Hillary on an unsecured server, which the FBI admits they pretty much know was hacked by foreign governments. When Trey Gowdy, and we'll talk about his responses here pretty quick, said that he was deeply disappointed and shocked that there are actually allegations here that could be made for espionage, this is what he's talking about. The president and the secretary of state were communicating by private emails on an unsecured server that fell into the hands of foreign governments. All right. So if you don't think that the IG report is damning, that is one thing right there that is very, very damaging. Speaking of Hillary, she got a little snarky and had her little smarty pants remark, but my emails. She's thinking that this is no big deal. Well, she's thinking she's not going to be convicted or arrested. This is another thing that I found interesting. In 2016, the FBI had an open investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Now, that is a different matter from the Clinton email investigation. Remember, the Inspector General is actually investigating 4 or 5 different subjects right now, and the email investigation is the first report that's going to come out. We'll also get a report on the Clinton Foundation investigation and some other investigations that are ongoing. So continuing, Comey refused to confirm the existence of the Clinton Foundation investigation on July 7th, 2016 in testimony before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee because the investigation was not public. This is very interesting to me because in the lead up to the election in 2016, there was a criminal investigation that involved Hillary Clinton. And the FBI refused to acknowledge it before Congress and wouldn't talk about it publicly. Now, Comey's explanation for not making that information public was that it wasn't a public matter. But I suspect the real reason was, if Comey admitted that Hillary, a presidential candidate, was under criminal investigation, it would have cost her the election. And the FBI was in the bag for Hillary. So there's no way they were going to let the public know that Hillary was under criminal investigation. Trump, at that time, was under a counterintelligence investigation. But Hillary was under criminal investigation. And the FBI didn't want us to know that. Okay, moving on. This is Comey's response to the report. I respect the DOJ IG office, which is why I urge them to do this review. The conclusions are reasonable, even though I disagree with some. People of good faith can see an unprecedented situation differently. I pray no director faces it again. Thanks to the IG people for hard work. So Comey is basically like, this is water off a duck's back. I'm not worried about it. It doesn't really implicate me. I'm going on with my life. And because Hillary and Comey and people of that nature are kind of blowing this thing off, a lot of people are kind of concerned that this report is a nothing burger. Well, you have to realize that there's a lot of spin going on with this report. Daryl Issa said this, there are concerns among colleagues that the report has been watered down. All IG reports are watered down by the agency that they're overseeing. They're allowed to make constructive and even convincing or unconvincing arguments to change the words. But as it currently is, it's extremely damning of an infection at the Department of Justice in favor of the anticipated next president, Hillary, and a pattern of allowing violations of the Federal Records Act. Even as you'll see in the report, the transmission of sealed grand jury information through a Gmail account. So ISA is saying, yeah, all Inspector General reports are watered down because this thing went to the FBI and the DOJ. They were allowed to rebut findings. Rosenstein was allowed to edit it, redact it. And the report that we have is not the original one that was sent to the DOJ and the president. Trey Gowdy said this, I'm alarmed, angered, and deeply disappointed by the Inspector General's findings of numerous failures by the DOJ and FBI in investigating a potential Espionage Act violation by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Two things worth noting here. Gowdy is number one, accusing Hillary of espionage, and number two, of the DOJ and FBI inadequately investigating that charge. A couple of weeks ago, Gowdy was making statements about Comey and the FBI that were very glowing, and he was defending them. I suspected at that time that Gowdy was acting, that he knew this report was going to hit the FBI and DOJ hard, and he had nothing to gain at that time by criticizing them. I think that Gowdy said those statements back then so that once the report came out, he could make statements that might be taken seriously by some people. Sundance, The Last Refuge, noted that Strzok has been referred to U.S. Attorney Huber for possible prosecution. And this is a post by Q from the morning of the 14th. He reposted a tweet by the president, and the tweet was from June 5th. So the president tweeted out, what is taking so long with the Inspector General's report on crooked Hillary and slippery James Comey? Numerous delays. Hope the report is not being changed and made weaker. There are so many horrible things to tell. The public has a right to know. Transparency. So the president here was alluding to a couple of things. Number one, the IG report was delayed. We had been told it was going to come out in May, and it took about a month longer for the report to come out than when we were initially told. The president is signaling to us, hey, why is the report being delayed a month? We were told it was going to come out in May. Why is it mid-June? The president is suggesting that the report is being changed and made weaker by Rosenstein before it's made public. So that is a clear hint by the president that something is going on that we need to be concerned about. As we continue along on my thread here, there are various opinions that people have about the report. I think some people's opinions are more valuable than others. And the people whose opinions I think are the most important are insiders in DC, people in Congress and the president who know about the DOJ. They know what information they've been trying to get at. They know what Rosenstein has been doing. I think their comments are the most important on this whole conversation. So people ask me, what do you think about the IG report? It doesn't really matter what I think about the IG report. What matters is what people like Devin Nunes, Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, Ron DeSantis, and those people who have been fighting with the DOJ for the last couple of years, their opinions on this Inspector General report are the ones that matter most. Mark Meadows had this to say, why is Strzok still employed? Well, we know why Strzok is employed. He's probably a cooperating witness in this whole thing. Number two, why has Rod Rosenstein repeatedly failed to promptly inform Congress of improper conduct? Right, that's the issue. Rosenstein's reluctance to cooperate with Congress is the big issue right now. Mark Meadows went on to say this: if Director Wray truly believes there isn't a serious problem of bias at the FBI after today's news, and he clearly hasn't read the report, this press conference underscores that he's not taking this as seriously as the American people. Well, Meadows has to say that. But again, Chris Wray is in a position where his job is to defend the integrity of the people that work for him. So there's going to be a disconnect there. Meadows is sponsoring a resolution to make the DOJ turn over all drafts of the IG report and other documents related to DOJ investigations. This is an article from Fox News, and this, I believe, is the one that Q was referring to when he said, has the stage been set? This is a request from Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, asking for the DOJ and the FBI to hand over all the documents that they've been requesting. The resolution by Jordan and Meadows is interesting. This is part of the article. It's unlikely that the House will actually consider this resolution. And this was a resolution that is potentially could be voted on. But the article says it may never be voted on. However, the effort by Meadows and Jordan could serve as a precursor to future actions against the DOJ, including an attempt to impeach Rosenstein if he continues to obstruct what Congress is doing. So, if you think that this whole thing is going to go away quietly, it is not going to go away quietly. Matt Gaetz pointed out that the report exposed an operation inside the FBI to influence public opinion. Employees were asked to categorize news reports, leak information to reporters, and influence press coverage of the FBI. Andy Biggs, who is my representative, I am proud to have him as my rep, suspects that Rosenstein probably doctored the report before releasing it, co-authored a letter to the Inspector General requesting the transmission of all versions of the draft Inspector General report to his office that was circulated by the DOJ. He said, we need complete transparency. Here is a copy of the letter that is co-authored by Ron DeSantis, Matt Gaetz, and Andy Biggs. Biggs has joined Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows in their call for the DOJ to hand over all the documents. And they've given the DOJ 7 days. And look, if Rosenstein does not cooperate with congressional investigations, there is a possibility that they may move to vote to impeach him. So this is going to come to a head. Q posted this from May 21st. And this is actually one of my tweets. Let me go and I'll show you where that is right here. This is the original one and I'll read it to you. Military operation, green light. General K, JFK, General Kelly, full disclosure, general statement. Once the extremely guarded and highly classified information is finally revealed to the House investigators, DNI, public, etc., Rod Rosenstein must recuse or forcefully be terminated. Are our problems? What was Rosenstein's Senate confirmation vote? I believe it was 94 to 6. Wray reports to Rosenstein. Important fact. Who do you trust? We're supposed to trust Chris Wray. Rosenstein, must recuse or be fired. Who has direct oversight over Mueller? Sessions unrecuse, or would number three take over until that position is filled? Who was Rachel Brand? Why was Rachel Brand dismissed? Think timing. Okay. We know that Rachel Brand was dismissed because, and this is just my theory, they understood that Rosenstein is, I hate to say this, but I believe Rosenstein was essentially a disposable person that they brought into the DOJ to placate the swamp until this point in time. They knew that if they had Mueller in charge of his investigation and Rosenstein overseeing Mueller and the Inspector General's report, they would be happy and they would be, you know, satisfied that they would get, things would go their way as long as Rosenstein and Mueller were in charge, because those are people they trusted. Now we're getting to a point where Rosenstein's conflict of interest and his swampiness is becoming an issue. So Rosenstein is probably going to be exiting from the picture. Trump and the team have known that for a long time. They got rid of Rachel Brand because they didn't want her taking over Rosenstein's spot as Deputy Attorney General. Who is going to be taking over? Now we're going to get to that in a minute. So on the right side over here, let me move this. This is a discussion about, from an article, about the succession and who would take over for Rosenstein if he were removed. And there's a lot of different variations. And Q goes on to say, when does the clock run out? Why is Schneiderman's removal extremely relevant? Trust, in parentheses, name. These people are stupid. D5Q. I know a lot of people think that D5 refers to the chessboard, but when Q originally posted D5, it was in reference to a snowball. And Q has continually referred to the snowball. A snowball, when it starts rolling downhill, gathers snow, gathers momentum, and could trigger an avalanche. And D5 is the largest category of avalanche. So I apologize to those of you who are still insisting that D5 refers to a chessboard, but I don't think it does. So please don't fill my inbox with emails about it. We can just agree to disagree. The point being that Q said that Ed O'Callaghan is likely to be the successor to Rod Rosenstein if Rosenstein is terminated and Ed O'Callaghan is a Trump appointee. And going back to the current thread that we're working on, Q said, and I'm going to move this over again, this is the newer post. Rosenstein is in double brackets, approved and signed the FISA warrant applications to extend surveillance on Trump and others. What evidence to support? Snowball. Rod Rosenstein at the White House. Why was Rachel Brand removed? Critical thinking, Q. All right. My assessment is that Rachel Brand was removed so that someone like Ed O'Callaghan and a Trump appointee could take over if and when Rosenstein is removed. The other option is that Trey Gowdy could be appointed if he could get through Senate confirmation. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but Q has asked in the past, what role could TG be stepping into? So we have yet to see what role that is going to be. Rising Serpent does a lot of Twitter threads and has never quoted Q, but he posted this today. I've never quoted Q before, but there's a first time for everything. Read Q's posts. What is conspicuously missing from the IG report release? Trump is uncharacteristically quiet. He must know something we don't and has decided to let things play out. So Rising Serpent reposted Q's post about the IG report. And he is not a follower of Q. The War Economy does some really good Twitter threads, does some deep dives, has good observations. If you're interested in learning more and getting some observations, that is a good thread to follow. Tracy Beans did a report with the Hagman Report yesterday. That was a live report. And the Hagman Report has contacted me and asked me to be on the show. If you guys are listening, I would like to be on your show. I'm just insanely busy right now, just trying to keep up with Q posts and doing my own videos. But I would like to be on your show at some point in the future if you'd still like to have me on the show. All right. Trey Gowdy, who seemed to be friendly to the FBI a few weeks ago, delivered some scathing remarks about the FBI today. You can find those on various articles. He did an interview last night. I'll get to that in a minute. Gowdy has all of a sudden come out with claws and teeth on the FBI. I suspect Trey was actually just doing some acting over the last few weeks. One of the things that comes out in the IG report is that FBI agents were receiving free handouts, taking bribes, being very cozy with the press, leaking information. Look, in Operation Mockingbird, the FBI and the CIA secretly posed as reporters, but now they're not even hiding what's going on. So the IG report does bring into question FBI conduct, ethics, and standards with respect to the press. Matt Gaetz has been kind of vocal about this. He is now suggesting that the validity of the Mueller investigation should be questioned in light of the obvious bias that has been displayed on the FBI and the DOJ. So as Q has suggested, once the FBI's bias is made public, any investigation that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were a part of, can then the validity of that investigation be questioned. And that's where this is probably going. Q has suggested the Mueller investigation will eventually be shut down because of this. This is interesting. Q posted the other night a picture of two people inside a vehicle with a screen here. And one of them is looking at its cell phone. And this is a United, this is the word on this airplane. This is the black picture. And Q says, thank you, USSS, Secret Service, Q. I have no idea what that is about, and I'm not going to speculate. I think that is for future reference. Q often will post a photo, sometimes without a comment, sometimes with a comment, and we just are left guessing. So not going to guess on that. Q has not confirmed any of the guesses so far. This is an interesting thing. A lot of us have been watching General Flynn's Twitter banner, and we've kind of been taking his Twitter banners as an unspoken signal to us about the condition of the country, our progress in the war to take our country back. And General Flynn's backgrounds have changed over the last year and a half. Just a couple days ago, he switched out his Twitter banner to this, even though the general has not posted on Twitter at all this year. I think his last tweets were from December of last year. So I think the background change by the general is a good sign. The Chillum doesn't follow Q, but always does pretty good threads. This is their thread on the IG report, Galactic Red Pill. Another friend of mine does Twitter threads. Galactic Red Pill does follow Q and is taking a slow, kind of a methodical, laid-back approach to the IG report. Galactic Red Pill says this reads like three entirely different reports. Executive summary and conclusion sections have little relation to the body of the report. My gut tells me that's because the summary and conclusion were mangled by Rod Rosenstein and the DOJ during their pass on Horowitz's draft. Galactic Red Pill also says there's a lot more that's being redacted than might appear. Besides the two indexes, there is also weird formatting in some sections. It looks as if whole sections were copied and pasted from other documents into this one, or other ones were removed. I noticed the same thing. If you look at the formatting, look at the margins, look at the indentations, look at the line height and the line spacing, it looks as if there was copying and pasting from one document to another, and they didn't fix the formatting before they made this thing public. I have noticed that. And so Galactic Red Pill suspects that there was some doctoring of this thing before it went public. And I tend to agree. I'll have more on that in just a minute. Sentinel also did a thread on the IG report. Sentinel has some pretty heady observations. And I would be remiss if I did not talk about Imperator Rex, who does some of the best threads on Twitter. Rex did an outstanding thread on the IG report. Very good observations. It's very encouraging for those of you who are suffering a bit of underwhelm about the IG report. Rex's thread is definitely worth looking into. He makes some very good observations. And last night, Trey Gowdy and Bob Goodlatte appeared with Brett Baer. Really good interview. I would definitely recommend checking out their interview with Brett Baer. And I'll just give you the takeaways real quick. Again, don't want to get copyright strikes. Gowdy makes the case that any investigation that Strzok was involved in is tainted and illegitimate, and that would include the Mueller investigation. Goodlatte kind of focused on the fact that more documents need to be turned over, that Horowitz is going to appear before Congress next week to testify. Rosenstein and Chris Wray have been invited to appear the week after that. We don't know if they've accepted that invitation yet. So we're at the beginning of this phase. We are not at the end of it. I would keep your powder dry and don't get too excited about this thing because we don't know where it's going to end up at. Wanted to review this. Q wrote this, review time. Not seeking re-election in the Senate. Bob Corker, Jeff Flake, Orrin Hatch, McCain, no name. In the House, Bill Shuster, Bob Goodlatte. And there's a long list of about, I think, 28 representatives who are not seeking re-election, including Bob Goodlatte and Trey Gowdy. And Q noted, is people are saying nothing's happening. Goodlatte and Gowdy, Chairman of the House Committee on Judiciary, Chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. These are important, what is going on. So we need to kind of ask ourselves, what roles are Goodlatte and Gowdy playing that we don't know about? I have a feeling they're going to play some important roles as this thing moves forward, and we're going to figure out, and we're going to see what those roles are going to be. Again, way too early to know how this is going to play out. Okay, for the Q followers who are wondering about the redactions, before you say that Q lied to us and there aren't any redactions, sit tight. When I looked through the document, the first thing I was looking for was a bunch of blacked out areas where names and dates and things were being redacted. I didn't see a whole lot of that. At the very end, there is a couple of names that are redacted from a few emails. If you are looking for that, you're maybe looking for the wrong thing. So the definition of the word redact is to edit text for publication. Okay. If you are expecting that this is what a redaction means, you may be in for some disappointment. That when Q said it's going to be heavily redacted document, I was thinking, okay, this doesn't make sense to me because I've read a lot of IG reports. I'm following this account on Twitter that is the Collective Inspectors General Twitter account, and I do periodically read these reports when they come out. I've never seen an IG report that has this type of redaction where names and things are blocked out in black. So if you're expecting that, you're probably looking for the wrong thing. To redact something is simply to edit it, usually to remove it. I know a little bit about editing. I hire editors, they do good work. We send our manuscripts back and forth. We redact paragraphs, we add paragraphs. We do a lot of changing of the text, and a lot of that involves changing formatting. The funny thing about good editing and proper formatting is that you'd never guess by reading one of my books that 6 months of redactions and editing occurred before it was published. I do a lot of redacting and adding to my blog posts. Sometimes I will do 100 revisions on a blog post before I publish it. No joke. I do a lot of editing and reworking my blog posts before I publish them. The key to good writing is to make it look like there were no edits and no redactions, like it just flows out very smoothly, as if you just wrote it all as one continuous piece of work, that you didn't spend 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months editing it. So I would ask you to look again at the IG report, look at the line spacing, the margins, the fonts, the line height, the spaces between paragraphs, the indentations, the overall flow. And if you do that, you're going to look at that with a different set of eyes, and you're probably going to see that this thing was edited or redacted in many different places. They did their best to hide the redactions, but I can promise you the IG report that we are now reading is not the one that Horowitz submitted to the DOJ. And that is why we are asking the president to declassify and make public the full unredacted IG report. Cheryl Atkinson wrote a nice article about this culture of redaction in the DC and the intelligence community. This morning, the president shared his thoughts in kind of an impromptu press conference on the Fox and Friends. It's a half-hour interview. He was asked a lot of questions on a lot of different subjects, including the IG report. He talked about Comey and basically talked a little bit smack about Comey like he's been doing for the last 6 months, but had nothing to say about the IG report. And when he was asked specifically about Rosenstein, he deferred and changed the subject. Trump is playing his cards very close to the vest on the IG report and Rosenstein. He knows things, and he is not talking about them yet. So I am going to wait for more information before I draw any final conclusions on the IG report. Devin Nunes went on with Laura Ingraham last night. He talked about the IG report and the obstruction to the congressional investigations. He didn't name names, but he suggested that Rosenstein is obstructing their investigations. And obviously Nunes is pretty pissed off. He is fed up with all this obstruction. So all of these people are all essentially saying the same thing, that we're not getting the whole story, that all the information has not been brought forward, and more of it needs to come out. Jeff Sessions did issue a statement on the IG report. What I would draw your attention to is he said, "I'd like to thank the Inspector General for his tireless and thorough work on the matter. This has been a prolonged and painful process for the Department and the FBI, but this is not the end of the process. United States Attorney John Huber continues his work in cooperation with the Inspector General to review certain prosecutorial and investigative determinations made by the Department in 2016 and 2017. Those are ongoing investigations. He has reviewed this report, and based on his findings and his own investigation, he'll provide recommendations as to whether any matter not currently under investigation should be opened, whether any matters currently under investigation require more resources, or whether any matters merit the appointment of a special counsel, or whether they should be prosecuted." Sessions is basically saying this is not the end of the story. There are more investigations going on. I think it's wise and prudent for us to sit tight and wait for more information to come out before we make any final conclusions on the IG report. Don't have a whole lot more to say right now. Q has not posted anything else this morning. And with that, I'm going to bring this video to a close. So be encouraged, Patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.